The following is an audio program of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. The versatility of resveratrol. Resveratrol research is one of the most exciting and active areas of anti-aging and longevity research. Resveratrol is a natural compound which comes from grapes, cocoa, and various other natural food products. The more that we learn about this amazing compound, the more medical opportunities reveal themselves. In this article, we will discuss a number of exciting potential benefits that scientists have been studying in recent years. Resveratrol acts as an antioxidant. There is evidence that suggests that resveratrol may offer some benefits to the body as an antioxidant. Antioxidants are molecules which have the capability to safeguard the body from free radicals. Free radicals are rogue electrons that result either from chemical reactions within the body or from outside sources like sunlight. It is inevitable that the body will create these free radicals, as they are the result of the complex chemical reactions which keep us alive. In comes antioxidants. Antioxidants act as a protective shield, preventing these free radicals from causing more damage than the body can repair. Although other antioxidants such as vitamin E and vitamin C offer more antioxidant protection, resveratrol has the potential to offer some assistance to the body in this capacity. Although it may be beneficial, don't skip out on your daily vitamin C, because the antioxidant power of this and other vitamins and nutrients outweigh that of resveratrol. Resveratrol both stimulates and slows down estrogen production. Estrogen is one of a relatively large group of hormones known as steroids. Estrogen is primarily considered a female hormone, although it is produced by males as well. Resveratrol seems to have the capacity to both inhibit and encourage the production of estrogen in the human body, dependent upon the type of tissue in question. Further research is required to see exactly how resveratrol may be used in order to treat estrogen-related issues, such as menopause and breast cancer. Resveratrol is molecularly similar to a common estrogen booster known as diethylstilbestrol. This similarity is what causes the hormone to encourage estrogen reception in certain parts of the body. The differences between the two structures is what makes resveratrol function as an estrogen antagonist in certain circumstances. Resveratrol as an anti-cancer supplement. Resveratrol may be able to safeguard the body against cancer in a number of different ways. One way that seems particularly beneficial is that there is strong evidence that resveratrol has the ability to increase the rate at which the body expels carcinogens, which increase the risk of cancer when they remain in the body for too long. Also, resveratrol seems to prevent certain types of carcinogenic cells within the body from ever activating. Many cancer-causing agents have to be exposed to certain forms of stimuli before they become active. Resveratrol may be able to prevent this activation from occurring in some types of cancer-causing agents. These two anti-carcinogenic functions are interconnected because these unactivated cancer-causing agents are evacuated from the body faster than those that are activated. Resveratrol may limit the ability of certain cancers to propagate. Research has shown that resveratrol has the ability to limit the activity of many types of cancerous tissue. After a DNA molecule has been pathologically altered, it is possible for the cell to freeze the process of cell reproduction in order to fix the broken DNA molecule, or to choose to self-destruct in order to preserve the integrity of the entire organism, if it is not possible to effectively restore the health of the DNA. If cells with malfunctioning DNA are able to reproduce, this can lead to mutations which can eventually lead to cancer. There is evidence that resveratrol has the ability to increase the capacity for self-regulation at the cellular level, encouraging malfunctioning cells to break down. Some research has shown that resveratrol is able to convince certain types of cancer cells to shut down and die off. Cancer cells function much differently than normal healthy cells. Cancer cells are normal cells that begin replicating out of control, and no longer have a functional means to suspend cell reproduction. Resveratrol seems to be able to enter these cancerous cells, recognize that there is a severe issue which threatens the host, and induce apoptosis, killing the cancer cell as it should have died when it first became abnormal. In addition to preventing cancer and the cell division of mutated cells, resveratrol may be able to prevent certain types of cancer from spreading. In initial studies, resveratrol has the capacity to prevent dispersal of certain enzymes, which allow cancers to spread. In addition to this, there is some laboratory evidence that resveratrol can also prevent the synthesis of abnormal blood vessel development, which feeds blood to the cancer site. More information about resveratrol and cancer. There are many types of cancer that resveratrol may be able to treat. Among the types of cancer which have shown promising results in regard to resveratrol cancer treatment are cancers of the thyroid, pancreas, colon, stomach, prostate, and breast. In all of these forms of cancer, resveratrol has been able to slow or stop the development of cancerous tissue in vitro. In animal research, resveratrol has been shown to slow down or stop the development of breast cancer, intestinal cancer, and cancer of the esophagus. In these cases, cancers were caused by the ingestion of carcinogens. Although resveratrol has shown levels of promise in these forms of cancer, research has shown that resveratrol does not alter the advancement of lung cancer caused by smoking when taken orally. Resveratrol and colon cancer. In the case of colon cancer, oral administration of resveratrol in mice with a predisposition towards colon cancer has produced varied results. In other studies using rats, however, resveratrol seems to reduce the risk of developing colon cancer in the presence of known carcinogens which cause the disease. There is no clear evidence that resveratrol can protect the body against cancer in human patients, but the body of research seems somewhat promising that the supplement has at least some protective capacity. Currently, medical trials are being performed in order to discover if resveratrol has the capacity to reduce cancer risk in human patients, or may provide some benefits to those already fighting cancer. Research regarding resveratrol metabolism in humans shows that increasing the amount of resveratrol consumed in the diet may not produce a high enough level of resveratrol in the body to preserve the body against cancer, but this does not mean that resveratrol may not be useful in regard to cancer treatment. In the future, it is very likely that medical forms of resveratrol, or medications derived from resveratrol, may be highly beneficial in treating certain forms of cancer. Anti-inflammatory resveratrol benefits. At its core, inflammation is an attempt by the body to heal itself, although inflammation often causes more problems than it resolves. Inflammation increases the rate at which cells in the inflamed area divide, and this process also slows down the rate at which cells die off. There is evidence that resveratrol may have the capacity to limit certain enzymes which encourage the process of inflammation. Many hypothesize that resveratrol may be an effective means to limit inflammation and reduce pain and discomfort related to inflammation. There is no downside to increasing resveratrol intake in order to attempt to alleviate inflammation. It may even prevent the need for unhealthy acetaminophen products in some patients. Anti-aging benefits of resveratrol. There is significant evidence that the dietary act of caloric restriction can produce health benefits in at least some types of animals. Caloric restriction is a form of diet in which an organism only consumes around 70% of their normal recommended daily value of calories, while maintaining proper nutrition in every other aspect of diet. Caloric restriction has been particularly successful in mammalian studies, a class to which we humans belong. In a study performed with yeast, it was proven that restriction of calories increases the physiological response of an enzyme by the name of SIR2. Resveratrol also has the ability to increase the response of SIR2 in yeast in a manner which mimics that of caloric restriction. It is also discovered that resveratrol has the capacity to increase the lifespans of fruit flies and worms. Resveratrol increases the lifespan of various members of the animal kingdom. In the case of yeast, resveratrol was able to extend the period during which yeast could actively replicate by 70%. Among more complex organisms, resveratrol was able to extend the life of one species of fish known as the turquoise killfish. Resveratrol has also been shown to extend the lifespan of mice as well. In one piece of research, the benefits of resveratrol equaled those of caloric restriction in mice. Scientists added resveratrol to the diet of mice which were on a high caloric regimen, and the extension in lifespan that resulted was very near that of mice that were fed under the guidelines of caloric restriction. Resveratrol boosts SIRT1 stimulation. There is strong evidence that the same benefits of resveratrol in rats and other species may apply to humans as well. The human equivalent of SIR2 is SIRT1, and in vitro, resveratrol has the capacity to vastly increase the stimulative response of SIRT1. It is unclear whether ingested resveratrol will have this exact same effect in humans, but other treatment options will likely arise as a result of this research, even if the benefits in regard to SIRT1 activity are not achieved through dietary consumption alone. Although dietary use of resveratrol may not directly stimulate SIRT1 activity, There is evidence that lower dosage of resveratrol consumption has the ability to improve the function of the brain, heart, and skeletal system in rodent subjects, similarly to a diet of caloric restriction. Resveratrol promoted anti-aging activity in these subjects, slowing down the rate of natural cardiovascular decline as a result of aging. Scientists are in the process of studying the effects of resveratrol on human cardiovascular health. The future of resveratrol. Although there is still a lot of research to be done in regard to the health impact of resveratrol in human patients, it is clear that resveratrol produces many benefits without any particular negative risk associated with its consumption. We encourage patients to seek out sources of resveratrol in order to supplement their diet with this natural and potent health booster. In our next article, we will discuss the potential benefits of resveratrol in regard to the heart and cardiovascular system. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today for more information. Thank you.